This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 67 for Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Adam Polishotti. The ICE Futures canola market is keeping the previous day's downward momentum on Tuesday, mainly pressured by a stronger loonie. The Canadian dollar is up one half of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported this morning that the country's inflation rate jumped to 4% in August, exceeding many analysts' expectations. Chicago soybean oil is virtually unchanged, while European rapeseed is up and Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Crude oil continues to rise due to tightening supply. Temperatures in the high teens Celsius will be accompanied by rainfall in parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan today, while Manitoba will see sunny skies and temperatures in the high 20s. The November canola contract is down $5.60 per ton at $736.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all staying close to neutral. The Federal Reserve will announce its latest key interest rate decision on Wednesday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported this morning that 10% of the U.S. corn crop was yet to enter the dented stage, while 54% was in the mature stage as of September 17th. The corn harvest advanced 4 points to 9%, 2 points above average. 51% of the crop was rated good to excellent, down 1 point from last week, and the lowest rating at this time of year since 2012. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier kept his average yield projection at 173 bushels per acre for 15.06 billion bushels of production. China reported 1.2 million tons of corn imports in August, 33% less than the year before. The December corn contract is unchanged at $4.72 U.S. per bushel. The USDA rated 52% of the country's soybean crop at good to excellent as of September 17th, unchanged from the previous week and the lowest rating at this time since 2013. 54% of the crop were dropping leaves, compared to the 43% average, and the soybean harvest is 5% finished, compared to the 4% average. Dr. Cordonnier left his soybean yield estimate unchanged at 49.5 bushels per acre for 4.09 billion bushels of production. Temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius could delay the planting of Brazilian soybeans this week. The November soybean contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.14. The U.S. spring wheat harvest was on pace compared to the average at 93% complete as of September 17th. Meanwhile, winter wheat planting was 15% complete compared to the 14% average. Japan is looking for nearly 90,000 tons of milling wheat, likely from Canada, the U.S., and Australia. According to a climatologist, the Mississippi River is approaching the record lows seen last fall, with levels at Memphis 4 feet below the low stage. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.85. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.27. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.71. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Polishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.